Thank you so much, kids. I'm going to ask you why everybody's getting settled to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll read the first three verses there. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 1 through 3. And we will get back to our study on Philippians. I think, Lord willing, next week. But I wanted to look at these three verses in light of the day that we celebrate, this Lord's Day, where we celebrate His gift of moms. And I want to encourage you children to open your Bibles and follow along with me, because this message is actually written to you. It's an amazing thought. We'll come back to that thought. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Let's pray. Father, the grass withers and the flower fades, but your word stands forever. And this word was written specifically to us children. And Lord, we pray that you would use it to show us our need for a Savior and to encourage us to bear the fruit of knowing Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yesterday morning, my wife shared with me a recording. It was the last recording of my mother. And I don't get to celebrate her today because she is with Jesus. Well, I can celebrate her today, but I can't tell her. She's with Jesus. And it was November 1st, 2020, was when the recording was made. I don't know if that rings a bell to y'all, but that weekend I was here with you, candidating for the position of senior pastor. We'd had a cookout on Saturday, and then November the 1st, I preached a message. And I walked out the door and y'all voted on me. And y'all extended a call for me to come and be the pastor of New Harmony Presbyterian Church. As we were driving back home to Spartanburg at the time, I did something that was not something I would normally do. I'm always trying to conquer the road, not trying to lose time. I went an hour out of my way, unannounced, with my family of seven, including me, to sit at the foot of my mother in her home on November 1st. And that's when the recording that Linda thought to record. I knew that I had been extended the call, and I knew I was going to pray about it, but I felt the Lord strongly moving in me that He wanted me here. And I wanted my children and my family to be encouraged in light of the big changes that we were going to face. As we walk in the door, my mom's sitting there, and she looks beaten and weary and sad and fatigued. She had had the first worst night before she would eventually go and be with Jesus in 11 days from that point. She died on November 12th, 2020. And I said, Mom, talk to us. Talk to us about a big transition if God were to call us to go to New Harmony. He's called us, but if I were to accept it, talk to us about it. And for about 30 minutes, my mom, who had no sleep the night before, with the Holy Spirit moving in her, spoke wonderful truths to us. It was neat to hear my mom's voice yesterday morning, to hear her speak about how God had called her from one place to another, married to a pastor. And I think it was a sweet memory for all of us. And I think it will be a blessing to all of us as the Lord brings to mind that moment that we had with my mother. And I love my mom. And I realized over the last 6 months of her life that she had the biggest impact on me. I didn't realize that when I was younger. Didn't want to realize that. I butted heads with my mom. I leaned in favor to my dad. That typically happens with the main caregiver, doesn't it? The one who does the most caring for you, the most investing in you, they get your worst, right? Well, that was the case for me and my mom. She got my worst, and my dad probably got a little better of me. And my mom would gladly defer to him and let him shine, and she would take the rough edges of her son. She, with my dad, taught me God's Word in the home. I hope you parents are doing that. I knew the commandments of the Lord. It was in the home that I learned that it was wrong to covet. If I ever coveted something that someone else had, my mom and dad would deal with it in their loving, firm way. It was in the home that I learned not to lie. The worst spankings your pastor ever got was when I told a lie. I shared with y'all some of those horrible spankings. Like the time I lied that I'd used soap and there was no soap in the tub. There's nothing hurts more than a wet fanny getting spanked. I learned not to steal and not to take what was not mine. I learned to not lust, was taught to not lust, and that committing adultery was wrong, to not murder or to hate. All of this in the context of the home. To honor every authority that God had placed in my life. You know, my parents taught me that so well. If I ever complained about a teacher, they'd never join my side. They might have a quiet conversation with the teacher that I didn't know about. But they understood the importance of Romans 13:1, that all authority has been placed over you by God. And when you honor that authority, you honor God. They taught me both the first part of the Ten Commandments, which is about the worship of the Lord and how I'm to relate to Him, and the last six commandments, the second part, about how I'm to relate to others. That might not be your story. I understand that. You might have had to have a spiritual mother or a spiritual father come in and teach you those things, but this was my experience, and I'm thankful for it. I hope you kids here today, if you have parents that are trying their best in their sinful, flawed selves to teach you truths from God's Word, I hope you thank the Lord for that, because not every family has that. There's some here today that can attest to that's not the family I grew up in. It is a gift from the Lord when you have a father and a mother do that. Today I'd like to look at this verse in light of moms. I'm not removing dads from the equations, kids. You're to obey and honor your dad, but I want you to look at it in regards to your mother. Notice three things in this text. I want us to notice the audience, the commands, and the wisdom to obedience in these commands. Remember, Paul's addressing the family here. He just spent three chapters in Ephesians talking about all the blessings, the spiritual blessings that God has given us. Redemption, forgiveness, the Holy Spirit. All these things he's talking about, these are the spiritual blessings. You were chosen before the foundation of the world. Read Ephesians 1:3. Chosen before the foundation of the world. Before God made anything, he said, David, you're mine. Now we might come to different conclusions of how that works. But that's scripture. That before God made one mountain, before he made one animal, he said, David Sanders, I love you, you're mine. That's what Paul says in Ephesians 1. He talks about in Christ these things were accomplished. Not in yourself, but in Jesus these things were accomplished. And then when he gets to chapter 4 and 5, he says, therefore, live worthy of these blessings. Don't earn these blessings. Don't do all this so you can get these blessings. He's saying, you've been given these blessings. Now live in response to that. But then he goes straight into the home. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husband as the church submits to Christ. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Honor your mother, for this is right. Look at how he starts. He doesn't say, kids, please pay attention to this. He doesn't say, parents, tell your children to obey you. Does he? And we're to do that. But he is talking, this apostle of Jesus Christ is talking directly to you and to me. I was a child of the parents. He's talking to you. These letters, I don't know if you know this, but these letters that were inspired by the Holy Spirit for him to write, they were read in front of the church. So who's church for? Just adults? No, it's for your children. Because in that passage he says, children, obey, again it says both parents, but obey your mother. Honor your mother. I want you kids to hear that. Church is not just for adults. It's for you. That's why we have a children's message. I remember when I was little how hard it was to sit during a sermon. Some of you are struggling right now, I'm sure. It was hard to sit and listen to a pastor. I'd rather be outside running and playing and all those things. And I remember what it felt like. But let me tell you, my parents would faithfully put me in the pew, and I would sit there, and even with my stubborn, rebellious, or just, I want to do what I want to do, not what God wants to do, heart, or just being a kid, I benefited from it. I benefited from hearing a preacher preach. I benefited from seeing people sing in the choir. I benefited from hearing different elders pray and hearing the pastor pray. I benefited from hearing missionaries share. I benefited from all those things. And I remember my dad was my preacher, like my kids have to deal with. I remember I'd sit right there with Miss Peggy sitting, and I would sit right there on either the second or third pew, and when my dad was done and he'd walk down, I even if I was miserable the whole service, I'd shake his hand because I knew that what he was doing was right. He was preaching the Word of God because it all had started in the home where I was taught that. And the Apostle Paul, first here, the audience he's talking to in this specific three verses is to us children. That we're to obey our mother. And that we're to honor our mother. Again, if you have Christian parents, what a blessing. That would make church a priority in your life. See, it's very important to God. This is very important to God that we obey our mothers. It's very important that we honor our mothers. In fact, it's the first commandment. It says it, the first commandment is the first commandment with promise. Now it's the only commandment in those 10 with promise. But when it says it's the first commandment of with promise, it's saying that it's the top one of all the how to relate to others. If I asked you, let me ask you kids, what's the most important commandment of the 10 commandments? You might think murder. Don't commit a murder, you shouldn't. That'd be the worst. Don't commit adultery, that'd be horrible. The one that God puts first, where it all starts, it says, obey and honor your parents. Now kids, don't raise your hand, but think of this, and you adults as well. Raise your hand if you've always obeyed your parents and honored them. Another one of God's commands that show us what about ourselves? That we're sinners. And I don't mean raise your hand if you've always obeyed your parents when they're looking, or you've always honored your parents when they're looking. I'm talking about when they're not looking, when they are looking. Raise your hand if you've ever done that. And what we see here with the commandments, their purpose for us sinners is to show us that we're a sinner. I went to the doctor this past week for a checkup. They checked my temperature. Why do they do that? To show me if I'm sick or not. Well, the Bible's commandments is like a thermometer. It goes into our mouth and it says, you are sick. In fact, it says more than that. It says you're dead. You're dead in your sins and your trespasses. And so the commandment to obey our parents, to obey our mother, we've all failed at it, which means what for us? If it's the most important commandment that God's given, because that's where all the commandments are taught in the context of the home, and this is written to Christians in the church, and he's assuming, hey, this is going to be taught in the homes, that you're to honor authority, you're not to cheat and steal, you're not to commit adultery, you're not to murder, you're to honor your parents. It's the first one of those. Notice that it says the command, we're on the commands now, it says that you're to obey your mother and father, but obey your mother in the Lord. To obey them in the Lord. Again, you see the assumption by the Apostle Paul, moved by the Holy Spirit, that you're in a Christian home. I think I know most of you kids here. Some of you might be visiting today to celebrate a mom. But all the ones I know in here, or maybe I'm missing somebody, have godly parents that are in the Lord teaching you these truths. This phrase in the Lord is very important. He's assuming that people are being raised in the Lord. These children are being raised in the Lord. Now, I'll say something that's shocking. There does come a time where you children don't have to obey your parents. What? When is that? What kind of preacher? When is it okay? Is there ever a time when a child should disobey his or her parents? The answer is yes. A child is right to disobey his or her parents when that parent commands or forbids in a way that's in direct contradiction. That means it's the opposite of what God says. So if your parents ever say to you, you can't pray, you would honor them and say, oh, mom, oh, dad, I want to honor you and obey you. But I can't obey that. Because God, my Savior, Jesus Christ, commands me to pray. I don't want you to ever tell anybody about Jesus. Oh, father, oh, mother, I want to honor you and obey you. But I have to tell people about Jesus. That's the only time, right? We saw that in the Bible, not necessarily with parents, but we saw it with Daniel, who was committed to honor the authority over him. But when the authority contradicted and said, you can't pray, what did he do? He prayed to God. But you know what, kids? I don't think any of you have parents telling you to sin. I don't think any parents telling you to do something that's disobedient. I hope not. That'd be very disappointing if they are. But he's saying, in the Lord, you're to honor your mother. In the Lord, you're to honor your father. You're to obey them. What's the rationale for that? Well, these commands, there's two commands, that I'm to obey my mom, that I'm to honor my mom. What's the rationale? Well, first of all, the rationale says, for it is right. He says, it is right to honor your mother. A lot of us learned that lesson late, didn't we? It's right to honor your mother. Why is it right? Because that's the way God established the family to be. It's in accord with His design. Okay, for Mother's Day, I bought Linda a weed eater and a blower. A leaf blower. I told her that's her Mother's Day gift and my Father's Day gift and birthdays too. Now, a weed eater is a wonderful tool. But I'm not to take that weed eater and cut Hart and Asher's hair. That's not what it was designed to do. It really hurt. One time I was weed eating at Ridgehaven, and I was showing off my muscles, and I was weed eating with one hand up on the bank, and this buses were coming in for camp. Big football player, weed eating with his like, and I hit a tree about the size of two fingers. And when you hit a weed eater to a tree, it and back then, we didn't have goggles. I had shorts. My legs would be ripped up with pebbles and stuff. And that thing, check out, and it lights in the back of my leg. I felt like I was a soldier wounded in war. I'm walking up the road. I watched the five streaks on my leg turn from white to blood pouring out of them. And I'm walking. I'm limping. The weed eater's not meant to cut anything on a person. Okay? It's not intended. And the same thing is true with anything that God has designed. And He said, I've designed you, children, in the context of the home to honor your mother. I want you to obey her and honor her. I don't want you to argue with her. I don't want you to debate with her. I don't want you to go slowly. I don't want you to drag your feet. I don't want you to go the opposite way. He says, I want you to honor your mother and obey her. For this is right. This is how I designed it to be. Now listen, you kids probably don't notice this, but I used to take my kids to the playground, and I would watch kids not honor their parents. I remember one time McCarty was sitting by me. I said, McCarty, do you see the difference? And it's just a miserable playtime, just miserable. There's crying and screaming, the parents yanking a knot in their chain and pulling them over here, and it's just chaos. And this is supposed to be a fun time. But the parent was killing, hey, I don't want you to do that, be careful there, or hey, don't go out there in the road. And the kids just said, I want to do whatever I want to. And it was just miserable. I said, you see the difference when a child honors their parents and when a child doesn't honor their parents? Do you see the chaos? Do you see the sadness? Do you see the grief that takes place in that? And he says, it's right because that's the way I established it to be, and it's right because in it there's blessings. There's great blessings. You think of this when your parents want to find out how you're doing, and your mother, who does so much, is asking you, how was your day? One of the ways you can honor her, boys, we typically, good, bad. One of the ways you can honor your mother is to say, let me tell you about my day, Mom. You've done so much for me throughout these years, I can give you a few minutes to tell you about my day. What blessings come with that? What blessing comes when children honor their parents by seeking their counsel and seeking their wisdom instead of saying, I'm cutting you out, or I'm cutting you out? There's no happiness to that. And it's when he says, honor, obey your mother, obey your father in the Lord, for this is right, he's saying, this is the way God intends it to be. Some of you getting discouraged and depressed about our society? Why do you think that is?
Well, because... Blah, 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 blah.
It's because as the home is, so is society. As the home fails, society fails. No government, I mean, I hope for our government, but you find an attack on the family structure. And if you destroy the family structure and you destroy the order of command, all wickedness and chaos comes from it. My dad was very firm with that. He wanted me to honor and obey his wife. He made that his... that was one thing. There was no mercy ever shown if I ever did anything disrespectful to his wife, my mother. It was an automatic spanking. And he says, David, I'll show mercy and grace on a lot of things, but one thing is, I cannot stand in this house is for you not to obey and honor your mother. I could learn a lot from Dad to do that more in the context of struggles within our homes over the years. It's right because it's the way God intended it to be. It's right because it's according to what God's placed on our heart. That's why there's joy. When you have those things take place at a home and honoring, obeying parents, there becomes the fruit of joy. A lot of times, well, my parents are always grumpy with me. Are you obeying them? Are you honoring them?
No. They're just grumpy.
You think that might encourage them if you obeyed them as God says this is the way I intended it to be? It's not just placed on our heart, as Romans 1 and 2 tell us, that the man's without excuse, that we know this is right. Even unsaved people who don't know Jesus and don't have the hope of eternal salvation, and they even know that this is good. But it's also revealed in Scripture, like in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. We see that this, again, is one of those commandments that show that we are in need of a Savior. And I hope, children, as you appreciate what God has given you in Christian homes, some of you have that, that you would surrender your life to Christ and say, God, it's not about me. It's about my Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He's done for me. He says, this is the general rule, he says that the one who obeys his mother and honors his mother and father, it will be well with them. And you'll live long on this earth. Now that's a general rule. It doesn't mean you won't die early age. It just means typically this general rule is God's going to bless it. You'll live long. There'll be joy. There'll be a healthy home. That was said in the context of the people of Israel as they were going to the promised land, where they were going to have all these promises as a picture of what salvation is. But ultimately that it is well with you, as it is well with you eternally, if you submit yourself to Christ and ask for His help to do those things. I'll end with, before we bring this to an end, I just want to share with you an example of it in Scripture. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19, King Solomon, who was the king, who said, God said, I'll give you anything you want. What do you want? He said, give me wisdom. So this is the wisest king to ever live. And his mom, Bathsheba, came, and she was a flawed woman, right? She had a flawed story. She wasn't perfect. She had skeletons in the closet. She came before him to ask for something that was not good for King Solomon's rule. And 1 Kings 2:19 says, Bathsheba therefore went to the king Solomon to speak to him for his brother's sake, which was not good. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed down to her and sat down on his throne and had a throne set for the king's mother, and she sat at his right hand. This flawed mother is coming up to see her son, and he honors her. He bows down. The king of Israel bows down, and he gives her the throne on the right hand of the king. It wasn't something he just demonstrated. It was something that the Holy Spirit moved in him to write. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 and 9, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains about your neck. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20-22, it says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Again, it repeats the same, bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. And when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. He's saying, King Solomon, the wisest man moved by the Holy Spirit to write these words, saying, honor your mother, listen to her instruction, respect her, and listen to what she has to say. And he says, not just on Mother's Day, but according to this, every day. Proverbs 10:1 says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Grief of his mother. My mom used to say that. She knew that scripture. And whenever I would say something that was unhonoring or disrespectful or sinful, she would say, oh, David, it grieves me. It grieves me when you speak this way. And those words still echo in my ears. Oh, David, it grieves me when you speak these ways. I was at a funeral this past week and of a dear woman, and I grieve for her husband and her three daughters who don't get to celebrate her this day. They can celebrate her, but they don't get to be with her. And they had a bunch of preachers speak, and I was one of them to speak on behalf of this family. And then they had two mamas get up there. And they talked about the influence and the impact of Chris Bourne, the mama, of her impact on their life. And as I was listening to them speak, and here were two younger women that she befriended, and she became the spiritual mother of them. She had three daughters that she parented, but she became the spiritual mother of them, and she invested in them. And as they were speaking and talking about what God had done through this lady in their life, they were speaking words from Scripture. And they were the most powerful testimonies that day. I went up to them afterwards. I said, I'm so glad I went before you girls. Because it was unbelievable what they said in regards to truth from God's Word. And it was so encouraging to me to see mamas who had lots of kids, to see mamas who had kids that were committed to speaking truth in their life. Proverbs 15:20 says, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. It's more than just grieving them. It's an act of hate when you don't obey your mom. It goes on and on. Proverbs 19:26, Proverbs 20:20. Over and over. Proverbs 23, 24, 25. Proverbs 28, 24. Proverbs 29, 6, 15. Over and over and over you see the Holy Spirit moving King Solomon to talk about honoring your parents, honoring your mother, not grieving them, not causing destruction upon your home. So in conclusion, children, it's very important that you honor your mother. Not when they're right, but because it's right. Because it's the command of your Savior. It's important to your Savior. And do this in the Lord. Honor your parents in the Lord. Do it for His glory, not for yours. Honor your parents and obey your parents even when you don't feel like it. Or when you disagree with them. Or you don't understand why they're taking the position that they're taking. Say, yes, Mom. Yes, Dad. And parents, to you I say, teach your kids about God. Teach them the command so they can see that they're a sinner and there's no hope for them in themselves. Teach them about Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who came and died on the cross for their sins. And not just paid the penalty for their sin and took the wrath of God the Father upon Himself of all our sins, He placed upon us His obedience and His righteousness. Teach them about Christ. Point them to Christ. So happy Mother's Day. Moms, we appreciate you. And we pray for you that you will be women of God's Word, women who point to their Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of your children. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this simple passage that's written to all of us. Lord, it challenges us all in the context of your home, the importance of your commandments in showing us a need for a Savior and pointing us to Christ, showing us that we're sick, dead in our trespasses, and also showing us and revealing to us Christ Jesus and His work on the cross for our behalf. Oh, Father, we pray that homes would be centered upon Christ Jesus and children would obey and honor their mothers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.